So do we think government can handle something like this, healthcare reform? Democrats get years to debate this. Lots of controversy over Obamacare. Republicans take a few months, more controversy. Amidst the uproar, we have someone uniquely qualified to speak about what it's like to medically serve citizens in their communities and to influence policy at the highest level. Republican State Senator from Kansas, Barbara Beaulieu, represents Kansas's 7th District. She's a retired anesthesiologist, married to a doctor. She's been fighting this fight all of her 8 years in government. As a Republican, she endorsed the Obamacare Medicaid expansion idea in her state, but ran into the politics of her conservative governor and lost.
I was one of multiple people and ultimately a majority in both the House and the Senate who voted to have Medicaid expansion in our state. Reasons multiple. One, we have many rural hospitals as well as urban hospitals who need the Medicaid money because they are providing care, and now they're just doing it with no compensation, and many of them are on the brink of having to close or have closed, and this would help their bottom lines. Second, it is a way to have better health in the state, which should be the goal of state government. And finally, it is social justice for all. That is what we should be doing. We say the Pledge of Allegiance every day, and that is our oath. So it was a no-brainer.
We've been talking with disabled folks who are very scared about what the implications of the GOP version is, and to some extent the House version. How do you see it?
Well, and I will tell you, I just got the bill reduction language, shall we call it, yesterday, and read it on the plane last night. And from what I can tell, yes, this is definitely more of a tax bill than a healthcare bill, because its goal seems to be to diminish the amount of money we're spending, which almost always translates into the amount of care people are eligible for or the services that they can have. So most, like in Kansas, 2/3 to 3/4 of our money that we spend is on the disabled, what our Medicaid expenditures are. So they should be afraid, because they very likely will be impacted. This, to me, is not the way to reduce the cost of healthcare in America. We have other things that can be done.
How does that jive with conservative evangelicals and the kind of folks in the heartland who don't want to do that, do the opposite of that? And well, you work with some of them.
This is a very interesting story, because I have a colleague who I asked that very question to. And I said, help me understand how you're willing to vote for a budget that wouldn't include care for these people or reduce it, and also are voting against Medicaid expansion. And ultimately, his reply was that he talked to his pastor at his church, which I asked him to do, and the answer was the way that we as Christians, him in their Christianity, we need to be able to do as much good as possible, and this would interfere with that. When people become dependent on government, then they don't come to the church for the help, and the church doesn't need to be giving them the help, which, quite honestly, truly blew me away. And it certainly is not the kind of church that I go to. But reality is, that's their understanding and opinion, or at least in his realm of the world. And I'm kind of speechless in all this, because, again, it's mostly the disabled that we're talking about that receive this money. And yes, with the addition of the Affordable Care Act, there was an extension to other people. In our state, we've looked, and it would be probably half of the people who would be served are those who are mentally ill and don't qualify under, quote, disability, and yet can't be insured because they can't hold jobs. So, again, more people who are in need, who we have promised to care for in our country and help, and we're saying, nope, not on our watch.
Finally, Senator Beaulieu, is there a lobbying organization that would rather have these individuals in institutions that you deal with as a lawmaker? Is there a an obvious special interest here?
That is a great question. And the only special interests I can find are groups like ALEC, or like for us, Kansas Policy Institute, groups like that who are always advocating to not have these, so conservative think tanks. But my question back is, okay, so what is your plan and how are you going to care for them? Every one of us wants to look at more efficient, better ways to take care of people that cost less money and find them for me rather than just cutting them. Because I think, as evidenced in my state, the people, the doctors, the providers, the hospitals, the common individual wants us to care for these people, and that's what we should be doing.
Barbara Beaulieu is a state senator, Republican, representing Kansas's 7th district. A very eloquent senator, and good luck to you.
Thank you, and you have a great day.
Will do.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.